This podcast is brought to you by patreon.com/rabbitholepods. I want to take time to thank all of the $10 Patreon members. We will get to the other ones later, but the $10 tier, I want to thank you guys right now at the front of the show. Silent Partner, thank you so much, Silent Partner. Bear, thank you, Bear. Katie Coons is awesome. Brenda, thank you so much, Brenda. Isabel, thank you so much to Isabel. Tim, thank you, Tim. Rose Rodriguez, thank you so much to Rose. And brand new $10 Patreon member, Sandy. Thank you so much to Sandy. Now that you're listening to this and you're scared because this is a completely different opening than what I'm used to, let's start the show. Because this is my United States of whatever, and this is my United States of whatever, and this is my United States of whatever. What is up, everybody? Welcome to Whatever with Jason Soto. I am joined by some awesome ass people tonight. From Hearsing Around and That's a Bodacious Dude 80, Radical Movies from the 80s, it's Isabel Turan. Isabel, steak or salad?
Steak. Oh, I like do it. Have a salad, though. Mm-hmm. But I said I like steak it. First. I need the steak with the salad.
Just put it
I like
balsamic. Steak salad.
Hell yeah.
From the Cinema Recall Podcast, it is the Vern. Vern, walks on the beach or going to the movies for a first date?
Oh, okay. You think I would say goes to a movie because it's me, I'm a movie guy. But for me, movies has to come like later on. I'm going to watch on the beach. I want to get to know this person. Movies all I can right. do later on after we get sick of each other and we have the little boredom she gives me after sets. Then we want to go see a movie.
Also from Cinema Recall Podcast, it is Ashley. Ashley, would you rather bungee jump or skydive?
Skydive.
Have you already bungee jumped? Because you just went right to the. You went right to it.
That's right. Because I've been wanting to do that for a while.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, maybe at the end of the show, we'll have you jumping out of a plane. Anything
that
can
sounds
happen
great.
Here. I am to those watching on the YouTube, I am in the brand new studio space behind me. Ignore the fact that my hands are disappearing. That doesn't mean anything whatsoever. Yeah. It's not just a picture behind me on
the
Zoom.
Magic.
It's the brand new. Yeah, look at that. It's amazing. Studio. It is pretty amazing. Great. It's very, very amazing.
High tech.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that. All the money you've been making from Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Yes. I saved up all the Patreon money.
Wow.
That, like, literally the $10 tiers, there's eight. I'm getting at least $80 a month.
Man. You put that towards your afterpay payments for all the stuff you put on credit.
And I set the Patreon up in 2020, so that's 4 years worth of $80. 80 times 12... Uh-huh. Times whatever 12 times four is, and then that's how much money I got.
Good job.
I need somebody to do the math on that.
960 times 12. I'm
taking your word on that.
I'm bad with math, so
I fucking know fuck all about math. All right.
When are you posting your financials?
Yeah, the IRS is listening.
Hey, you know what? I got the secret bank account. In the Bermuda Triangle, and we're good. No one's gonna get to it, not even me.
That's where Diddy's money is too, I think.
Oh, Diddy. Oh god. Good things happened to him, didn't it?
Man,
yeah.
I'm gonna tell you, I went down the Diddy rabbit hole. I've been going
rabbit
Diddy
hole,
crazy.
You say?
Ah, indeed.
You diddled the rabbit hole?
My rabbit hole got diddled by Diddy.
Allegedly.
Are you going to be suing him as well?
No.
You will.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
No, I enjoyed the
you're
diddling.
Of age. You're, don't diddle.
I was an adult when I got diddied.
Okay. Diddled. Oh, okay. All right. I guess that's fine.
At least by
remember
Diddy.
That, remember that song, do the Diddy if you want to, because then I can see if I want you, just do the Diddy if you want
nope.
to.
Oh.
Never
here's a fun question.
Song.
Who would you rather be diddled by, P. Diddy or Dan Schneider?
gross. Oh, who God, the fuck neither.
Is Dan Schneider?
This is terrible. With it, man. I just Dan Schneider was
the producer for a shit ton of Nickelodeon shows like iCarly.
You know that documentary, that. Quiet on Set?
Oh, that, okay, I don't...
Yeah, I guess when maybe I watched, because you...
When I watched Nickelodeon shows, I was not paying attention to the
Have
producers.
Have you seen Dan Schneider? Did he, I guess?
Well, I mean, he looks like me, so I'm a little mildly offensive.
No, he didn't. No, you do not look like that man.
No, nope. Absolutely.
I am a very fat guy.
You're not very fat, but you know what? Dan Schneider looks like a human version of a... Oh, I wanted to say Jar Jar Binks. No. Jabba the Hutt.
Oh,
he's
okay.
He looks like melted pizza. He's just weird.
Just weird. Well,
so he's Pizza the Hutt then.
Pizza the Hutt.
Yeah. All those weird looking people kind of insulting. Are freaking perverts.
For pizza?
Well, yeah, because at least pizza looks
Pizza's
good.
Pizza's delicious.
Mm. I was making a... I have a feeling you have not seen that, the host of an 80s movie podcast. Spaceballs? Have you not seen Spaceballs?
Oh, I've seen
Spaceballs.
Yeah.
I'm talking to Isabel. Isabel, have you seen Spaceballs?
Sorry. Was I not just referencing Pizza the Hut?
Oh, did you? I don't know. She sounded very confused.
No. I was confused as why y'all would call him the Pizza the Hut, because I
So you would rather bang Pizza the Hut? Is that what I'm hearing from Isabel?
Yeah,
Isabel
I guess
would rather bang Pizza the Hut.
I mean, sure. Why not? I mean, I probably just
at least
eat
you
him.
Can eat and you could snack on him at the same time.
Yeah,
he's a part snack, of, literally.
Yeah, part I want all of his pepperoni in my mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Part of the new things for this podcast is anytime somebody says they want to do something, I try to make that happen. So, Isabel,
sweet
Pizza the Hut's gonna show up at your door.
No, I'm good.
In about 53 minutes.
Well, no, but honestly, if I had to pick between Diddy and Dan Schneider, I guess Diddy for sure.
All right, Isabel, for real, who would you rather be diddled by?
I take no fucking part in this. It's a terrible question. It is an absolutely terrible question.
You don't get to say no. You're going to get diddled by one of them.
I'm going to fucking
You're
bust
locked
their
in
goddamn
room.
Face. Is what's
You're
gonna
locked
fucking
in a room.
I'm going to... I wear boots all the fucking time.
You're locked in a room and a loved one has a gun to their head. And you have to be...
What the hell?
Wow, it got really dark.
Yeah, Ryan would not do that, okay? All right, Ryan would never, ever, ever do that, all right?
Where did you get that from?
There's a gun to the
loved one's head.
Loved one's head. Oh, okay.
Not a loved one is holding a gun to my head.
I think the loved one is holding a gun to your head.
No.
Choose now.
No.
What would it be?
You must decide.
No.
All right. Well, Vern, who would you rather be diddled by?
By who? Diddy or the fucking
Dan Schneider guy?
You know, well,
apparently you don't know what he looks like. Apparently,
I don't know what he looks like either. All right, I don't want to be diddied by anyone really, because that would be just wrong, and everything should be by consent. I guess let's I would rather go.
Nobody ever
Diddy.
Consents to be diddled.
No.
I would know. Okay.
Oh, here. Maybe I would go with Dan Schneider because I'm not a little kid and, you know, he would be able to, he'll be finished quick or something like that. I don't know.
No, he would
now,
take
the
longer.
The thing about Dan Schneider is he might be all about your feet.
Yeah, he's a foot guy.
He's got a foot thing.
Whoa,
going on.
Wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, why but he was making little kids suck on their toes and shit on TV.
Oh.
So he's got a thing for little people.
You remember the Nickelodeon logo was like a foot?
It was a foot, yeah.
It was a foot for a while.
Yep.
And it was, for a while, it was like a smaller blob that looked like Epstein Island.
Whoa.
Go ahead and compare.
Oh. All right, now this is making me feel weird. Because
now we're just dropping conspiracy theories left and right.
I need to drop some knowledge.
Here's the thing, too, all right? Dan Schneider is giving people like me a bad name because I'm into feet. All right. And I don't want to deal with little kids. All right.
You're into adult women feet.
I'm into adult women feet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not.
I learned something today. Something that I don't think I wanted to learn.
Yeah, I learned about that a long time ago, didn't I, Vern?
Hey.
Whoa.
Welcome.
You always told me I had beautiful feet.
You have beautiful feet.
Yep.
All right. Yeah.
Road trips and I have my feet on the dash and he's like, your feet are beautiful.
Yeah.
Have you ever fallen asleep in front of Vern and then you wake up and he's just like near, like so close to your feet going like this, and then you're like, Vern, no! And he's like, oh, I'm sorry.
I played the fifth. No, that's never happened.
You're in a
I wish
safe
it, you
space.
know what?
You're in a
I
safe
wish it
space right
would.
now.
I'd be like, go ahead and rub my feet. How, am I going to say no to that? My feet are fucking tired. Go ahead and rub them.
If you get off, that's your business.
Yeah. Keep whatever you do, don't tell me
Just
about
make
it.
sure you give me a Christmas present, okay?
That's
We won't talk about it. That's
Please give
right.
me the heads up before
Yeah.
you jizz yourself touching my feet. I'm
Sh
not gonna go that far, okay? All right.
No.
Let's just say it's okay. No.
Oh, Vern's asking right now, Ashley, if it's
Is it,
okay.
if you do it, just don't tell me. That's all.
Okay, all
I
right.
ever want to know if that ever happens. Okay.
If you're asleep.
Not when I'm sleeping, you weirdo. I feel like I need to go home after this. I'm not staying to watch a movie with you
Well,
weirdo.
yeah. Yeah. That sleepover got
I'm
canceled
not
really
staying.
quickly.
Way to
I'm
go,
not gonna sneak
Vern.
into your house late at night.
Yeah, creep into my window,
Yeah.
lift up the bottom part of my comforter.
Yeah. Does Vern have a key to your
Tiptoe
house, Ashley?
through the
I do not
window.
have a key to your house,
Okay,
no.
you're good then.
And plus, she lives
Sneaky.
like far away from me. I
Yeah,
have no
way far.
car. There's no way for me to get out there. All right, unless I take an
Oh,
Uber late at
okay.
night.
All
And
right,
there's
all
no,
right.
and there's
I'm
that's how
safe.
you know he's not a stalker because stalkers wouldn't care.
That's true.
They'd be like, I will find a way.
I'll ride my bike.
Yeah.
I do
And he's
not
like, it's
care.
just not worth it. It's like,
I'm not
okay,
gonna
good.
pull in a
You're not.
car doing that
You
shit right
could just
there.
do an
Hey.
Uber, and the notes for the Uber go touch Ashley's feet. Stuff like that.
It's not that big of a deal, you guys.
I would not be able to get into a
Okay.
room because you'd hear a cat.
Yeah, the cats
Okay.
would call him out.
They were the cat you hear the cats right away. And then I know even I opened the door too. She's like, Fern, what are you doing here?
Like, hey, Vern,
Yeah.
feed me.
here for the feet again,
Yes,
huh?
yeah. You may sound
Oh
like again,
man.
like I do
Hey,
this all the
just
time.
put some Cash App in my, just send me some Cash
Cash
App
App right
money.
there. Yeah.
Go ahead and rub
Well,
my feet.
I've always said that, your feet could go on like an app, like
On a
yeah,
website. Thank you.
websites.
Nice
There's
feet.
several feet websites
But I
that
am gonna
you
tell you, my friend said, like, the weirder the feet you have, the more money you make.
could. That
The
is
more
pro
money you make.
I'm not into feet. I want to stress this
Yep.
right now for everybody. I am not into feet. But I have heard that.
Like long toes. If you have long, some people like long toes.
Like one toe is longer
Do they
than the
look like
other one, or
hands?
yeah.
Yeah,
They're
they're
so
like,
creepy.
Oh.
oh, I have
And they can
monkey
like,
toes.
especially when they like grab things. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't
It's
like bending over.
fascinating.
I like
Yeah.
to
If
just
I could
grab
do
stuff off
it,
the
I
floor, you know. You
would.
could if you tried, babe.
Well,
I have faith in you.
I broke my ankle, and so that foot
Oh.
really doesn't
Doesn't
like,
grab?
yeah, it doesn't grab the same way.
Son of
Just,
a.
yeah. I also
Well.
used to like stretch out my toe like really crazy, and I can't do that anymore. It's all
Yeah.
messed up now. Yeah.
Hang it.
Damn.
Shoot. Oh, injuries.
Well, but maybe your
Pain.
messed up foot could get onto a foot fetish website.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
And I could.
I posted that messed up foot picture on Facebook for the whole world to see. Like, you know.
Well, I
And
didn't
then
see
how
this.
much thousands of dollars did you get
Yeah.
for it? Nothing. Just
Aw.
Yeah, cause you
Like the
gave it
nothing
away for
I,
free.
yeah, exactly. Just like the nothing I got from my phone sex ad that I did.
Yes.
You did a phone sex ad?
I did a phone sex ad.
She
And
did
they
do a
didn't
phone
pay
sex
you?
ad.
No. Jason
Were they
didn't pay me.
supposed to pay
Technically,
you?
she's paying me for it. So
You're
take that,
paying him. Oh God, that's terrible. No, I mean it was the ad for our own show, and I wrote the script, so it's my own fault. I came
it a
up
phone
with the
sex?
idea.
It
I
was,
gotta hear it.
yeah. I want to
Prove it to
stress
me.
that was all
So
your
just because
idea.
someone has told you that, oh, you should put your feet on there, people hear my customer care voice, and they're like, hey, you should be a phone sex
No, hold on, hold
operator.
on.
Was
Let me
that
hear your
earlier today?
customer. Let me hear your customer
Oh
care voice.
no. It was like, thank you for calling Rabbit Hole Podcast. I don't know. I'm gonna
That's
let that
really
live.
good.
That's good.
That was really damn good.
My
That's
stuff
good.
dropped a little.
Yeah.
And I like boys. I
I mean, hey, they
Yeah.
say spaghetti is straight until it gets wet. So.
Oh.
Call me Linguini.
Yeah.
I don't know where I was going with
I
that.
like that.
Ooh, I think we got an episode title.
Linguini.
Call me Linguini.
I like that better.
Put me in a
I
pot, baby. Oil
don't know
me
what's
up. There.
happening. That's amore, baby.
That's amore,
That moon hit
baby.
your eye like a big pizza pie.
So are you guys doing like
Pizza.
a
Speaking of pizza, is it burning in the
nope,
oven or did you
I took
take
it
it?
out.
Oh, good job. Yeah. Okay, so
for everyone listening, Vern decided to put a pizza in 5 minutes before
right
recording.
Before the show, yeah.
No, I put it in early before we started recording because I wasn't sure how long it's going to take.
Did you set the oven right? Did you put it on like 50 degrees? Is it going to take like 9 hours to cook?
No, it's already done. It's just out.
It's
out right now.
Roasting.
No, it's not roasting. It's outside the oven. It's cooling.
Okay, that's good.
It'll be all set to go when I'm done with the podcast. Rad. I'll have pizza to eat. And
I'll have pizza to eat.
Yeah. Bam.
Yeah. All right. Pizza. Did you have pizza, Isabel?
No, I had a chicken Thai basil soup and a banh mi from
that is
a Vietnamese restaurant.
He's clearly not listening.
I'm listening.
Isabel's a little bougie.
It's not that bougie. I mean,
you said words that I didn't understand.
This
I
heard just banh mi. And I'm not saying it very well. Banh mi.
Banh mi.
Yeah, the You're Vietnamese right. sandwich.
Yeah. I have no fucking
with
clue.
Grilled pork like pickled carrots.
Tell me
slices
more.
Slices of jalapeno and cucumbers.
Go on.
It's fucking delicious.
Tell me about how it made your mouth water.
Oh my god, it made your water
slowly.
So hard.
Oh my god.
Delightful.
I should have recorded the
Thank
commercial
you.
With her.
Thank you for calling Rabbit Hole Podcast. This is Ashley. I'm sorry, Isabella is... Is it Isabel or Isabella?
I mean, if you want to call me Isabella, that's fine. I won't argue that.
Izzy is not
Hey, Vern,
available.
We should leave for a minute.
We should. I'm going to go back away here.
But any messages you have can be left with me. And I'll be sure to get them to her right away.
Ashley, what are all these damn phone calls on my desk?
I don't know. They...
All right, there
Ashley,
you go.
You forgot to file your paperwork. Don't let it happen again. I'm watching you, Ashley. Always watching.
That's a damn good impersonation. I have to say, that is a damn good impersonation.
Pretty good. Way to go, Iz.
That's amazing.
You're not filing your paperwork. I love saying that to my kids. I'm like, I'm watching you. Always watching. Shut up, Mom.
I almost like we have a podcast now with just Ashley and Izzy. Isabel. Izzy's the name of her kid, but Ashley and Isabel.
Wait, you have a kid named Izzy? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a very odd coincidence.
Is it? It's a very common name, I think.
I'm just
now, if I had a kid named Vern and I never met Vern before, maybe.
Yeah.
What's your middle name, Iz?
So weird thing to call your kid Vern.
Maybe don't tell me. Like, what does it start with, though?
An R.
Okay.
And I was
see?
Just doing a Roz impression, so that's perfect.
Now, if they had the same middle name, that would be a coincidence.
That would be a coincidence.
That would be a fucking
if they both
weird.
Slid from my vagina, that would be a hell of a coincidence.
That would be time, too, as right? Well.
Wow. Do kids just do that? Just slide right out?
Yeah, they do.
Just like, no
some
pain.
Do. Some do.
Yeah, just
my
like...
friend's kid came out with no pushing. She said it looked like a wet football. They what? All just looked at her. They all
just slipping, sliding right out.
Sliding right out.
Yeah. See, all this talk about.
I had gigantic 11-pound babies, so there was Jesus. No.
I'm sorry.
That is massive.
It really is like a Michelin man. Came right out of me.
So does it look like this right now? Is that what you're telling me?
That's not how that works.
That's not
Jason.
How it works.
You know damn well that.
Does your butthole look like this after you shit?
Actually, yes.
There, you should get that checked up on. That is
that's not normal. Are you telling me that's not normal? I'm not
not normal.
Oh fuck, man!
What is this, Super Troop? Well, no, it's not Super Troop.
When Jason farts, you don't hear it. It's just a soft breeze, and you hear it. What's that smell? Sorry, guys.
It does. Oh shit! And I just saw my doctor too. God damn it, you guys! You should have told me this.
He didn't notice. He's not
well, you know, when they do a prostate exam. They usually have to put their finger up there, but for you, they just look.
I'm not at that quite age yet for the prostate exam. So.
I think you should go ahead and get to that age or just ask for it early or something. I don't know.
Yeah. You might be in trouble there, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to pull my pants down. This is normal.
You can see right up there. I can see one of those. Tall.
You know, remember Goatsy? That was me, you guys. I'm Goatsy. Hi, everybody. If anyone remembers Goatsy.
No.
If anyone remembers Goatsy. Okay, I want to make this a clear consensus. Does nobody here remember Goatsy or know what it is?
No.
Goatsy. I recall.
What do the goats see?
Okay. I'm half tempted to Google it, but I maybe I should just have you guys. No, you know what? Fuck it. Everyone knows what YouTube channel we're on. Oh, give me a moment. And it may not even come up right.
Is it really inappropriate?
Oh, I mean, it's not like this show wouldn't be able to take some
appropriateness. Okay. So, and we're going like, this is like early years of the internet, okay? Yep. A guy shared a picture of himself bending over and grabbing the sides of his anus and stretching it like you wouldn't believe. And I figured I would have a hard time finding the image, but you're kind of getting the idea just from
totally.
It's basically the like this is like a weird animated version of it. Hit
the fucking chocolate starfish and go right to the organs.
Starfish.
That is horrible.
I gotta move my. But like in the uncensored picture, you can literally like
that.
See
that was that was a chair. That was a fucking couch.
Yeah, it was a couch.
Those were cushions.
I'm trying to find. Here's kind of it. Oh, it's very pixelated, but that is it right there.
Terrible.
So anyway, this is like
anal douche does he use?
In like the 2000s, this guy just uploaded this on like 4chan before 4chan became like White Ring, whatever. Anyway, that's Goatsy. And I'm and to finish my joke, I'm Goatsy. So
oh gross.
Oh no, no.
Wait, have you seen Tub Girl?
How did we get to that? No, wait. How did we get to Goatsy?
We got to Goatsy because we were saying his anus is just wide open.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
We were talking about my butthole being
so
very giantly open.
By that, I completely forgot
what the fuck is Goatsy?
Goatsy, okay. I thought Goatsy was an NBA Jam every time you scored an NBA Jam when someone like did like a slam dunk, someone said, Goatsy! Little guy comes up.
I don't know what version you were playing.
Goatsy!
But I do remember Tub Girl.
It's like that.
We used to put that on my friend's computer. So when he would turn on his computer, that would be just the screensaver.
I was there for Two Girls, One Cup.
Yeah.
Two Girls, One Cup. I was there when that started.
Remember, we had a buddy.
You
shot it? We had a buddy of ours that really wanted to see it, Emily.
Oh yeah,
she really was. She was like looking for it. She was trying to find everywhere. Where is this? I need to find this Two Girls, One Cup.
Yeah,
she tried going to different sites and couldn't find it. And she go to another site, couldn't find it. She was like obsessed with trying to find this.
Yes,
well, and like, why would I find this? I don't want to see this. And she's like, I gotta see this.
I have to see it.
You
don't.
Yeah, there's no need.
Sometimes people just like watching like dumpster fire train wrecks. And as someone who has watched a lot of dumpster fire train wreck movies, I understand.
My life is a dumpster fire train wreck, and I get first-hand point of view. I love it. I'm like, let me see somebody else fuck up. This is great.
Yeah, indeed.
I can do the fucked up, weird, strange movies, but just that Two Girls, One Cup.
Well, no, it's poop. And that's so yucky.
Poop, I don't
want to
see that.
I don't want to have any, I don't want poop.
Yeah.
No.
We need to do like where are they now follow up on all these people. I'm curious. I'm curious what Goatsy's up to. I'm curious what Tub Girl is up to.
How's your prostate, Goatsy?
Yeah.
Do you still have
Did he see a doctor? Did he see a doctor about that?
I hope
the dude from the Pain Olympics. Everyone remembers Pain Olympics?
No.
Does anyone here know what Pain Olympics is?
Aren't all Olympics somewhat painful?
Yeah.
No. Imagine all of the worst things a guy could do to his dick. This guy did it all at the exact same time.
Why?
That's Pain Olympics.
That's so dumb. Wait. That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Why would you be watching this? Is this the porn you watch, Jason?
Crazy.
I was, no shame. Here's what's weird. Vern, you're older than me, so it's weird that you don't know this stuff, but I was on the internet born. So this all just like came by me. I didn't look it up. I've never heard of these things until they were like thrust upon me.
They weren't. Was the dick thrust upon you?
Thrust upon your
it was, yes.
I don't know if you know this, but those are some subtle things that are happening. Like you're thinking about dicks and then you're like, it's thrust upon me.
Wait, yeah. I want to know, Jason, how did this paint Olympic?
Oh, I don't know the backstory behind it. I've just seen the video.
I mean, I've seen like competitions where there's men like masturbating to see mm-hmm. who can hold out the longest.
Yeah.
I've seen that, but no, not the Pain Olympics. There's also like things like Rotten.com, which I would go on to. So I've seen
Rotten.com.
Someone like decapitated.
All the decapitation videos.
Oh, yeah.
It was terrible.
Like the like, Traces of Death videos or Faces of Death.
It's like Faces of Death, but on the internet.
Yeah.
Basically.
I don't like it.
It's like the dark ones.
Yeah.
Now, Dark.
Well, I mean,
a whole
I was a teenager, so I mean, I don't do that anymore. I don't think Rotten.com exists anymore.
I don't think it does anymore.
Finally, put regulations on the internet, and we're like, no, you can't just have that out here.
I remember it got bought by Google. Too. I could never do it now. Oof. Horrendous.
I mean, I did sit through a Serbian film, which is almost like the Pain Olympics.
The Terrifier. Wow.
Have you not seen Serbian film, Vern?
I've heard of the Serbian film.
I haven't. I've heard of it as well.
I figured Ashley and Isabel probably have not seen Serbian film. I was directing that to Vern for a very specific reason.
I heard of it. I know
you know all the shit that goes on in a Serbian film? Have you heard?
I've never seen it, all right.
But have you heard like what happens?
We don't know. What happens?
Do you want to know the fucked up stuff or the really fucked up stuff?
Sorry.
The lesser of two evils.
Can I stay with the, I know the, I can.
Is there a plot?
Yes.
Or is it just crazy?
It's just a snuff film from what I understand.
It's kind of a, there's kind of a plot.
There's an actor.
Believe it or not.
Who is being recruited, a former porn actor who is being recruited to be.
So that's the name of a movie.
The Serbian film is just,
in Serbia. There's a movie called A Serbian Film. That's the name of the movie. All right.
Okay.
And it was.
Yeah, they're not talking about a random Serbian film.
It's called Serbia. All films made in Serbia.
Yeah, no. It's horrible. That's what it's called.
Well, that's a gross overstep, I think. Poor Serbians. They're trying.
Poor Ashley. She was going.
But
poor Serbians. They want to be filmmakers too. They're all
They did. They got with their one chance, and that was what they got. Because it actually was filmed in Serbia. It was made by Serbians. It's actually the language. One. The language is Serbian, and so there is kind of a plot a little bit. It's about like a porn guy who goes to legitimate acting, but then fucked up shit happens.
Here's the plot. I'm gonna read this from Wikipedia. Okay.
All right.
Milos, a semi-retired porn star, lives in Belgrade with his wife
aren't all porn guys semi-retired?
His brother, Marco, is a corrupt police officer who envies Marco's life and essentially attracted to his wife. Marja is curious about her husband's feelings towards his past and is concerned about the family's income. Leija, a former co-star, offers Milos a starring role in an art film directed by Luke Muir, an independent choreographer who wished to have cast Milos for his powerful erection. Having already caught Peter watching one of his films and not informed of the details of Luke Muir's past.
All right, Vern. Wait. Stop.
Okay.
Because I think you're about to get to all the fucked up shit that happens, and I do want to have some level of decency on the show.
Okay. I mean, we've been talking
I said some. I said some.
Okay,
there's one really fucked up thing that happens in there that I don't even know if I even want to say it.
Okay, don't say it.
But
that's why I can't talk about the movie Precious.
There's some incest stuff going on in the movie.
I don't want to know.
Yeah,
there's some incest stuff. There's some necrophilia stuff going on, and I'm just gonna stop there.
Well,
okay.
I mean, horrible. You saw that movie, Lisa Frankenstein. There was no familiar going on there.
He was alive.
He was dead. He was a zombie.
So what?
Was he though?
And he didn't have a wiener though.
I also seen the movie Dead Girl.
I really want to watch it. I didn't get a chance to watch
it. It's so good. It's so funny.
I wanted to see it. I
took my 11-year-old and her friend to see it.
I think the movie hilarious. Dead Girl. I think the movie Dead Girl is the male version of Lisa Frankenstein.
Well, I'm gonna throw that out there. There's no sex in the whole movie. So
there's sex in the movie.
No, there is not.
Those two get it on near the end.
No, they don't.
They fuck.
Oh.
Burn.
They go hard. Once he gets that penis detached, they fuck at the end.
It's a love story. Of course they finally get together in the end.
This is my favorite argument. This is my favorite argument that's happening
right now.
He's
fully a human.
But there isn't a sex scene. Is there a sex scene? Is there you look at them kissing Burn's and then they pan off kissing. Like
she
they're going to be fucking
down soon. On his dick.
No, Burn is... What are you Burn talking about? Had a dream, I think. I've seen this movie like three times.
She kisses him and she starts like, you know, go down. They don't actually... She's not like, no, humping him.
Go ahead,
non-stop,
Burn. But Burn. She, that's not what happens.
She does. They start to have sex, right? It's,
Burn, if that is not what happens, rewatch it.
Okay.
Sure no.
All right.
You got me curious. You got me curious. Both of you.
It is very funny. It's a good
movie. But both of you combined has got me curious about this.
Yeah.
All right. Has anyone seen Dead Girl?
No.
No, I have not.
Okay. So Dead Girl is about these two like teenage boys. I think they're teenagers. They find a zombie like in an abandoned hospital. It's a zombie woman who's naked. And so then they proceed to have sex with her. And then they proceed to pimp her out to all the other boys in the neighborhood. Hilarity then ensues from there.
Hilarity. Okay.
What they did? They rip out her teeth so she couldn't kill anybody?
Nope.
No.
That's part of the hilarity.
Oh, smart. Yeah.
It does become funny when she gets out and she takes revenge on the people that.
It's an interesting movie. It's a very interesting movie. Now, here's a true story. The girl that plays the dead girl follows me on Twitter and will occasionally tweet at me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Yeah. I mean, she's nobody super famous.
You feel good about that?
I want to stress that.
You feel good about that?
I do, actually.
I bet you do.
I do think that's kind of cool.
Living dead
girl.
When you play. DM, slide into my DM.
Shout out to Jenny Spain, who plays the dead girl in Dead Girl. I will tag you on Twitter just to prove that we are friends. I promise. It's really cool. It's really cool.
I do think that. I'm just teasing you. I bet it is cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. I mean, she's an actress.
Like. I wouldn't know what it's like.
Emily Marsh commented on my stuff, and I was like stoked. Emily Marsh from MST3K. Okay.
Oh yes!
Oh yeah!
Man,
that's awesome.
My mom doesn't comment on my stuff.
That is awesome.
Is it awesome that my mom doesn't comment on my stuff? That's
my mom comments on my stuff.
Mom went away to the circus.
Isabel's mom's a Patreon member.
My birth mother, did she run away to the carnival? Yes.
Or carnival, okay. Yes.
And true story, the day that Isabel's mom became a Patreon member, me, Lisa, Bear, and Brenda did a Patreon exclusive about guessing the prices of sex toys.
That's the exact day.
She's like, sweet, what's the first episode? Here we go.
And that was what she saw.
What?
That was it. Yep.
Amazing.
And I'm pretty sure she's like, Isabel, when are you going to talk more about sex toys?
Yeah, Isabel, I need to know how to budget for my sex toy addiction.
What is this going
to
happen again?
You guys are so silly.
Does she have a lot of questions after that episode, Isabel?
No, a lot. She was just more of like, I didn't know half of that shit existed. It was very educational.
Let me read
and
this
she like bare. So she was making a list. The next one. And she just give she felt that Bear should just provide education on it in general because she was very interested in what Bear had to say.
That's true. Bear kept like
was very
correcting everything about what I was finding.
Do you like learning hard facts about people's career and personal life?
Yeah.
Do you want to hear people's achievements and dirty, dirty disgraces?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to hear filthy movie summaries and a lot of foul language?
Oh, yes.
Want to guess who's dead based on a list of interesting facts?
Wait, what was he? What are you doing?
Oh, hey guys. I'm just making a commercial for our podcast, Hearsing Around.
But it's a podcast where we speak of the recently deceased celebrities.
Yeah, and we play a game called Are You As Brain Dead As They Are? Where I do my best to leave Izzy, Chris, and Brenda unfulfilled.
Yeah, we do put the fun in funeral, don't we?
But why the hell does this sound like a phone sex ad?
Yeah, are we sure we really want to go this route?
Listen, guys, there are two things in this world that never waver in income, and that's sex and death. Sex sells, and we're talking about death. We're cornering the market with this ad.
Nothing good looks from this.
You can find us at rabbitholepodcast.com or wherever you find your sexy podcast by looking for Hearsing Around. That's HearsIng, and we'll see you around.
Cocksuckers.
Jason. Yeah, it was. Yeah. What's
There's
up,
so knowledgeable.
I want to ask, buddy, since this is the new edition of Whatever with Jason Soto.
Yes.
Can I ask what happened to Bear and Lisa? Because
they are still on the show, just in a major coincidence, and neither of them was available today.
That's where we come in.
I needed to do a show. It's been a few weeks since I did a show, and I wanted to reboot the podcast, so I wanted to get to it sooner than later. They're aware of what's happening. They're still on the show.
They're not mad at you. You didn't do anything wrong.
They're both just doing their own thing.
Don't piss them off.
Give us the drama. No,
I'm gonna tell you. If they were mad at you, I could tell you why. First of all, that shirt.
Hey! No! Aww. This is the most awesome shirt.
I am teasing because I was gonna compliment it earlier because it reminds me of like the fifties, like atomic modern.
Yeah, that's kind of the vibe. Yeah, that is exactly
it.
I love it. That's exactly the vibe really that I'm going for.
I stated was it Universal? Modern. Is it Universal? Yeah, Universal has a cabana. The Cabana Bay Hotel.
Yes.
And it's styled and it kind of looks like that. Like 50s, awesome. 60s. It's really cool looking.
I really like this shirt.
I really like it too. And I was totally kidding. Here's the shirt I got burned.
We'll see here.
I got it for him at Universal.
Yeah.
For the listeners, it's the creature from the Black Lagoon wearing 3D glasses. And it says 3D Dimension, a Night of Horror, Creature of the Black Lagoon, and then I can't see what the corner says there.
It's now on sale at box office.
Yeah, there you go.
But he's eating a hot dog.
And it's a cool design.
Hey, a wiener.
He's eating a wiener.
He's eating a wiener.
Got a wiener in his mouth.
Uh-oh.
Right. I was hoping it would be a popcorn one, but...
You triggered...
For the movie, guys.
Wieners.
You triggered the word for Isabel. You just triggered something.
Oh shit!
You said
wiener.
Like the word wiener?
No. It's the opposite. It's the opposite.
Me too.
I like around when we talk about wieners,
but I also like the kind that you eat.
Thank you. That's how. Yeah, exactly. That's how the whole conversation started.
Hearsing Around is mostly a show about dead celebrities and somewhat about wieners.
There's a lot of dicks. I mean, we've had a lot of Richards pass, so we've talked about a lot of dick and literally Dick Butkus. So, you know.
Oh, poor Dick Butkus.
Oh, Dick Butkus. Yep.
He's tougher than you, Dick Butkus. Sorry, that's an actual thong that I found in my research.
That's amazing. Dick Butkus. Do you remember him in the movie Kicking and Screaming with Will Ferrell?
I don't think I got to see that one.
I don't think they covered that one.
Hilarious.
It was whatever was like on Tubi. That's the soccer
movie? That's the soccer movie where his dad is neighbors with Dick Butkus and they just fight the entire movie. It's hysterical. Anyway, I recommend it. It's pretty good.
No, we watched Will Hamburger.
They watched Hamburger the Motion Picture because they, you know, nothing about quality. Nothing about quality here on Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Thank you. Don't do
Thank
it.
You. Thank
I
you.
Mean, watch Hot Dogs it's a train wreck, so if you want to watch a train wreck,
No, I have a hard time focusing
it's,
on a good
it's
movie.
It's like live action South Park. Is the closest, oh, God. No, is the closest thing I can explain it as.
No,
it's
no.
A really great okay, way of this explaining like it. My no, I don't want to
it's,
do
it's not.
It's very much an 80s sex thing. Comedy. It's an 80s okay. sex comedy. Yeah.
It's okay, like but also movie, right? They offend every single possible thing they possibly can.
That's oh, what 80s sex comedies yeah. did.
But this is to the
I don't
max.
Think they did it on purpose. They
it's almost
it okay.
satirical. I mean, but it's almost satirical of how much it's yeah. it is. It's like I was laughing and I'm like, I don't know if it's I'm like, I'm not enjoying this, but I'm cracking up because it's just
so bad.
So yeah. ridiculous. It's
oh,
so bad.
Speaking
it's
of
so ridiculous.
Satirical. I have a bumper sticker that I found at a con that I have on my car, and it has been getting so many looks. I am so enjoying it. What it looks it? Like a presidential sticker.
Yeah.
And it says, but it says Satanic Reptilian 24. And the amount of people that I can see, don't put a light on back there. Don't backlight me. You got me? Turn it off. Turn it off. We have enough light from outside. You guys can see us, right?
Yeah.
God damn it, Fern. Just open the curtains.
Trying to
need more light open darkness. The curtains. Sorry, you distracted me from what I was saying. Anyway, it says
Squirrel.
America. And I saw a guy on a motorcycle today pull up behind me, tell his girlfriend behind him, and she's looking, and they're okay, this might be a bit much. I'm really white. I'm alabaster.
Hey, we're not racist here. It doesn't matter.
What's happening here?
I know, I'm a oh, I'm so scary. But Bustin they were both looking at me through the rear view. And so I just kind of give them the old out the window. Satanic nice. Reptilian 24.
And I apologize if some guy used a leaf blower outside. That's
no,
that.
We can't. We can't hear that.
Okay.
We can't hear you getting blown.
Okay. Yeah.
No one ever does.
We can't hear so either hard. Of you getting blown right now. Yeah. So.
Getting blown so hard right now, you guys.
Yeah.
I'm a senior in the week.
That's how you can advertise for this.
Oh my god, no.
See the Vern blow oh. Ashley.
And I got it on video.
Yeah. The audio's just not hitting it. You gotta see
not
the video.
It. Vern's blowing me. Yeah.
Whoa, put some sensor bars on that.
No.
At first, I thought it was Jason's butthole, but I turned to my right.
Jason,
full circle, like the butthole.
Like my butthole.
Like a butthole.
Like my butthole.
Hey, you guys, did you know that the muscle in your butthole and the muscle in your lips are the same?
Whoa.
True.
Wow.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Wizard.
Yeah. Oh. Just so just so you, next time you lick your lips, imagine you're licking your butthole.
Eat ass 2024.
Eat ass 2024. Say no to the Cheeto 2024. Hey, hey, give yourself a rim job right now.
All right, everybody, do it.
Gonna dry them. I got chapstick on there.
No,
you, got
you put chapstick on your butthole. Doesn't that burn?
Yeah, why not?
Doesn't that
why
burn?
Would it burn? What kind of chapstick do you use?
It's so well, natural. Why would it be burning?
Would it not be burning?
I mean,
I don't.
If,
think,
have, like,
if it's natural I chapstick, I don't want it on my lips. If it's burning my lips, I'm not using menthol
on
chapstick.
My butthole.
I've had the.
Although I have washed with. Was it peppermint menthol like body wash? And I had to share that whole experience with the chat and talk. And then, of course, immediately Jason
tingles,
was like,
mm-hmm.
I said that it felt like my butt smoked, like my butthole smoked a menthol cigarette. And then he immediately, Jason's immediately like, your butt smells like a menthol cigarette. I was like, no. I did not say that.
No, it feels
I
like
said
I
it
smoked
felt
a menthol.
Like I smelled. Yeah.
Tingly,
minty fresh.
My butthole is minty fresh.
You guys should try our minty fresh rabbit hole podcast soap coming at you next month
for your butthole.
Yeah, rabbit hole
specifically for the butthole.
Your brown rabbit hole.
Oh, we may have technical difficulties here, folks.
Yep. Technical sure enough. Because Vern thing. I'm trying.
The Vern. What did Vern break?
It looks like a little his marital aid.
Wait, there, his wait,
falls
wait,
out of the plug.
You're almost there. You're almost there. You're almost there.
Be on target.
There you go. There you go. You were breaking in and out, but now you're just
stay on target. Your cord falls out of the hole too easy.
Don't you hate when that happens, Ashley?
All right.
Don't it's you not hate
because
it?
My hole is too big. It's because the
plug
is
established.
Too small.
It's like this.
Fine, but then you just grab the thing and you start shaking it around. All right. You gotta be careful with that shit.
Sorry, I wanted it closer to my face.
Well, it's gonna be close to your face, all right? You just gotta be watching your toe with this shit.
The minty fresh feeling of rabbit hole butt wash.
Oh.
I love it.
We got a lot of voiceover people.
It's fantastic.
Here.
Absolutely fantastic.
Enjoy the minty clean feeling of rabbit hole, minty podcast, butthole wash.
I forgot where I was going.
Or I we'll went find you, the... and we'll cut up, we'll open a hole in you to something with.
What?
Sorry, I got really violent. I think it's because I saw this knife, so.
Do you have okay. other holes that we could make minty fresh?
If not, I can help make
I don't
few.
Think I'd want the front hole to be minty fresh. Hi-ya! That'd be a little burning.
You know what I learned?
My
butt hole
is not minty fresh enough.
You know what I learned?
What?
Speaking of holes, okay, listen to this. So I was reading, some stuff had come up, questionable things that I check out on the internet. And I had read that like syphilis is up,
like
just trending? A lot of STDs are
like trending, like popular.
Yeah, it's totally popular.
Hey guys, syphilis is number one.
But they said that they're like, and you can get these diseases through anal sex, vaginal sex, and then they also included sex for holes that you have in your body for ostomy bags.
What?
You can get it. Yeah.
Someone did that.
Yeah.
Someone did that.
Somebody
and they had to
hole,
put that on.
And they
well, you know what that means?
It.
No. You know what that means then? Then the people that had the tracheotomies from the smoking, that was another viable hole that they probably used as well.
If there's a hole, you're going to fill it.
People are going to fuck
you.
Wow. Yeah, that's true. And then, you know what it reminded me of? Brand new cherry flavor. Remember she got that weird hole in her side and he like hand fucked the hole in the side of her body?
I vaguely yes. Okay.
Oh,
what were you just talking about?
This whole conversation has been nothing but
like,
perverse chaoticness. And
this is
you
like
know
a,
what? I love it.
I had no idea that.
I have ADHD. Hi, I have ADHD.
I had no idea that life has become
brand
like
new
their
cherry flavor.
This is like
that movie?
The show on Netflix. Yeah. It's,
did you guys watch that? You must not have.
I don't know
it's
what you're talking
dark,
about.
It's fucking weird as shit. It
it's
weird.
Just called, it's called cherry cola?
No.
It's called brand new cherry flavor.
Brand new cherry flavor? That's the name of the show?
That's the name of the show.
Watch it, Jason. It reminds you, okay, Nicholas Wendt and Refn, who did the Neon Demon and Drive.
Yeah, I know who that is, yep.
Mix that in with David Cronenberg, body horror, and you have this. With
so,
like a teen drama.
So it's very disturbing, but you're bored by it.
No.
You're not bored
with
the
teen drama?
Yeah.
Is like, that what you said?
A young adult drama. I wouldn't say teen.
Oh YA. Well, a YA. Rosa Salazar, isn't it?
Yeah. She's the main character.
I remember when I was a young adult.
I remember the days.
Quick synopsis. A filmmaker heads to Hollywood in the early 90s to make her movie. But turntables.
This is still Serbian film, Vern.
Tumbles down a hallucinatory rabbit hole of sets,
rabbit hole,
revenge, and kittens.
Okay,
on topic.
I'm gonna establish something right now. I'm gonna do like a Pee Wee's Playhouse kind of thing where anytime someone says rabbit hole, it's like the secret word, and everyone's gotta like shout.
That's right.
But,
you guys, look at the color difference between him and me.
I mean, Vern's just as white as you, so I don't know.
But I feel like I've got a blue tone, and he's got a red tone because of his bone.
That's fair,
Jason,
yeah. Yes.
I'll say, here's the premise of brand new cherry flavor.
Okay.
Lisa M. Nova, Rosa Salazar, comes to L.A., dead set on directing her first movie. But when she trusts the wrong person and gets stabbed in the back, everything goes sideways, and a dream project turns into a nightmare. This particular nightmare has zombies, hitmen, supernatural kittens, and a mysterious tattoo artist who likes to put curses on people. at least is going to have to figure out some secrets from her own past in order to get alive.
Okay, here's what I got out of that. This is just my brain. Again, I'm going back to old internet here. There was a YouTuber when YouTube started called Lisa Nova. And was that her? Is that somebody? No, that was her. She was like a sketch. Like, it was like, this, remember, this is early YouTube, like 2006 YouTube, all right? So it's not YouTube. Like, so it's not like the YouTube we know today. It's where it literally was just the YouTube where it was just people were uploading videos of themselves talking or doing sketches, or that was it. There was no like CBS, there was no Tonight Show YouTube channel, like none of that existed. And there was one YouTuber named Lisa Nova who did like sketches. And then when you said that, I immediately flashed back to then, because I don't know what happened to her. Like, a lot of these early YouTubers just vanished. Like, there were so many that I used to watch back like in the day, and they they're just gone.
They disappeared in the wind,
like a Jason's fart in the wind.
No, they disappeared in the wind like Jason's butthole.
Yes. Maybe they disappeared into my butthole. Did you ever think about that? Maybe they're in my butthole.
That could be. Yeah.
I might be like Mr. Slave on South Park.
Yes, they're taking up residence in your butthole.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You know, that's another stream of revenue you could be maximizing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The space in your butthole.
Hey, come check out my butthole. This is where all the old YouTubers are.
They just fly out.
Look out for that.
Oh my god. If anybody wants to go into my butthole, you have to give me $200 and then I'll let you in.
This is really the actual true rabbit hole.
Yeah. That's too cool. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Is that why it's called Dark Hole Film Fest? Because it's a bunch of shitty movies.
It's all.
Yeah, that's true.
Isabel discovers my secret.
God dang it.
Son of a gun.
Oh, man.
You should have had Victoria keep it.
What?
Victoria's Secret.
Oh. Secret, hey, did you know that Victoria's Secret is a dude?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a secret.
We do know that.
And he's got a dark hole.
That he does.
That, yeah, old podcasters.
Probably living. Does.
He probably Wait, does. One that rivals Jason's.
Is that the secret? Jason, do you own Victoria's Secret?
God damn it, Vern. Don't tell everything about me. God, I tell you one thing and then you have to go blab it.
Sorry.
He can't help himself.
I'll crawl back into that. I'll crawl back into your hole again.
Yeah, climb back into his butthole where he came from.
He didn't come from my butt. I didn't birth fur.
No, but that's where he's renting space.
That's where he's living.
Where do you think we're filming from right now?
Yeah, it's dark here. So that curtain is at the butthole entry. Got it.
Yep. Ow, stop it. Ow, ow, stop. Ow. Dude, stop it. Vern, stop that. Ow.
The curtains are his butt hairs. Open it up.
Right there. Right there. Right without that. I'll say that butthole right there. That's the butthole right there.
That's it. Oh, that is it. This reboot could not have gone any better. Let me just tell you.
Better.
All right. This is probably my favorite episode that I've done of anything ever.
Nice.
You're welcome.
Because nothing's funnier than butts.
That's true.
This rebut has been fabulous.
Nothing is funnier than butts. Yes.
Rebuts. I love it. Yes.
It's the best rebut I've ever been a part of.
Whatever rebut.
Whatever.
Girl, you know it's true.
Electric Boogaloo.
I love you. This rebut.
Doing rebut. Ow. Sexy.
All right. I'm going to try to do this as
wrong. And we're going to do the rebuts all night.
He's going for it.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so instead of the mixtape, we now have karaoke.
This is just off the top of your head.
Yeah. Just going for it.
I'm going to try to do this as naturally as possible. Hey, Vern.
Hey.
You went to go see a movie called Civil War, didn't you?
I did.
Did you use the app called RunPee when you were there to go see the movie?
RunPee.
Rugby. No, I did not, because I am.
Oh my god, you ignorant slut. Yeah. How dare you not use the app that is called Runpy? Well, let me tell you about the awesome app that is Runpy. You download the app and then you go to a movie like, say, Civil War, that like Vern did. And Isabel is showing it right there. There you go.
There
you
is.
You tell the app what movie you're seeing, and then it'll tell you when is a good time that you can go use the bathroom or go get a snack or go get a refill or something like that. And you don't miss anything important, because let's face it, there's a lot of fluff in movies nowadays where not a whole lot is happening. Oh. So you don't need to sit for like a 2.5 minute, like, boring ass speech. You can go take a leak, go refill your drink, go get some more popcorn.
Go poke your head in a different theater and see what else is going on.
Exactly.
I can tell you the
go
first
fuck the
like
guy in the projection booth.
Ooh, don't give me ideas, girl. He's like 17. I'm going to jail.
I didn't think about that.
I know. They're
anyway, Vern,
the first like 15 minutes is really good, and then there's a few parts that are kind of fun, but you can skip parts of that. But do not miss the last 15 minutes of Civil War. That's really
good. You heard it here first. Vern says, do not miss the last 15 minutes. Go download the Run-P app and see if they concur. Anyway, Run-P. Yeah.
Anything extra? There are extra scenes during or after the end credits.
The app will tell you if there's anything after the credits. Did you know that there was something after the credits, Vern?
There's nothing after the credits.
That's not what Isabel just said.
There's
they have
the credits.
Timer. There's the people's poll. That sounds dirty.
I'm going to touch all the people's polls right now.
I had a boyfriend that was the people's poll once.
Just kind of would run everywhere. Because everyone slid,
dirty slut.
Because everyone slid down
it. It was such a nice poll. You got to share. Sometimes you got to share.
You have to share the polls.
You got to share the polls.
Anyway, go get Run-P app today. They're cool.
Is this a unicorn situation? You guys are trying to get me to run a podcast with you guys, and Jason's over here being matchmaker. Now
matchmaker.
Run-P!
Hey, Vern, I think you're going to be part of a threesome tonight. Oh, so go get the Run-P. Go get the Run-P app. They are friends of ours. We appreciate them. They are cool people. And we want to support them because they took a major hit during the pandemic, and they've been kind of struggling ever since. So we want to try to get the word out on the app. So everyone go get Run-P today. It's awesome.
Run-P!
I use it all the time.
Yeah, I downloaded it because of you guys, and I've used it a couple times. Yes. But usually I just I'm like, don't drink anything. I'm not going to the restaurant.
Like, I don't want to miss anything. Even if they think it's like not pertinent to the movie, I'm like,
I don't want to.
I can't miss anything.
It's still going to be something to me.
It's going to be something to me.
The scene means something to me. Damn it.
Damn it.
Damn it. All the hell.
That's all I have.
Why?
Don't you do it.
I'm like, but you have 3 children. It doesn't matter to me. The scenes matter to me.
The scenes.
Fuck
it's
those
about
kids.
The
fuck
scenes. Them. Okay.
Run-P.
This was so much fun, you guys. I want to thank you, all of you for coming onto the show.
Get closer, Vern, so we can see you. Definitely, we're in the dark now. The sun has gone down.
Definitely had a lot of fun. Isabel, I'm going to start with you. Tell everybody where they can find you on the internet and talk about your podcast that I gave you.
Oh, no. Where's my notes?
You don't need notes. You know what you do.
Okay. So you can like find me on like all the socials at Hersing Around Pod. Of course, you can totally follow Rabbit Hole Podcast, and they also be posting. They be posting. Follow the group. Okay. And
I
then,
might
of
be
course,
doing that right now.
Yeah. All right. And then you also have That's Bodacious Dude, which is mostly through Rabbit Hole Podcasts as well. I mean, I guess you can find me on Instagram where I be posting the episode stuff.
I love the episode you did with your boyfriend, Ryan. That was adorably cute on Night of the Comet. That filled me with so much love and warmthness. I loved it. You two are so adorable together when doing a podcast. It is epic. Shout out to Ryan Luis Rodriguez. All right.
Yeah, and I've been on One Track Mind,
Oh, yeah.
Yes, check out Wheeljack Mind, yes.
Vern and Ashley, you guys co-host a show together called Cinema Recall. One of you, I don't care who, talk about it. Go.
Ashley.
Go, Vern, go. Go, Vern, go. Don't put me on the spot. I can't handle it. I have performance anxiety. If I had a dick, I'd be useless. Okay. Go, Vern, go.
Cinema Recall is the movie podcast hosted by Ashley and I, cinemarecall.net. We are going to be doing a series about Ryan Gosling movies.
Yeah, we are.
And I'm fiddling around he with like names. Thinking about calling like Oglin Goslin.
Oglin Goslin.
Oglin
Goslin. Oglin Goslin.
Well, so if this helps any, Gosling is type of a goose. If you want to do something with that,
Gander at the Goosies.
I'm brainstorming ideas here.
I'll help you, but not on the air.
Not on the air.
Gander at the Gosling. Cool.
So we do host a Cinema Recall podcast. We are going to be doing an episode on Howard the Duck.
Yeah.
Ooh, hell yeah. So,
duck titties.
And then I just got done recording an interview with the director of Sacro Sex Dolls. So that's coming out soon. So look for that. But also on Rabbit Hole Podcast, I host a podcast every month called Bunny Bites.
Yes.
You do?
Yes. Bunny Bites is
man,
like...
Man, goes to show what I can know around here.
It is a best of Rabbit Hole Podcast where I play clips from other Rabbit Hole Podcasts because I'm horrible at doing shows. So I just play clips from other people.
Oh, that's good. That's like when TikTokers just show other people's TikTok stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so smart.
Kind of like that. I'm just starting that.
Riding the coattails.
I'm trying to do that tart soup type of deal right there.
I cannot wait to see what Vern pulls from this episode.
Yeah.
I kind of want to re-listen to the first episode of Hersing Around because I feel like we were so tame. I don't think I said one cuss word and now it's like.
You guys on the first episode of Hersing Around sound like a gun. It sounded like a gun was pointed at you guys the entire time.
Okay.
And you were scared to talk.
Like, here's a podcast to three people who've never done a podcast.
I asked if you wanted me there,
no, you didn't.
And you all said no.
No, you didn't.
Oh
no, you
God.
Did not.
Yes.
You were just like, yes. I believe
yes.
in you guys.
Yes.
Here you go. And he
I
pushed
do,
the little birdies
I,
out of the nest.
And I
and
do.
Like, fly, bitches.
I do believe in you guys, and you guys did okay. But I was like, you guys could have loosened up a bit more.
Well, we didn't know each other.
But then you eventually did. You eventually did.
All podcasts do that. All right.
You eventually. You,
but then I saw the hot dog on top of one of
Hersing
them, and
yeah,
so I knew it was you.
So that's definitely where we started talking about the wieners, because I think that's where it really came
that's
up.
Where, that's where the wieners started.
Yeah, because it was because of the Super Bowl. There you go. God bless.
All right. Hey, I want to thank the rest of the Patreon members. Chris R. from Hersing Around. Thank you so much to Chris R. Vern, I want to thank Vern for being a Patreon member. Thank you so
You're
much,
welcome.
Vern. Carl, thank you so much to Carl for being a Patreon member. Lackey, thank you so much to Lackey. Toby, thank you, Toby.
Nasty Lackey.
Kevin, thank you so much to Kevin for being a Patreon member. Serena, thank you so much to Serena. And brand new Patreon member, Jace. Thank you so much to Jace. All of you guys are fucking awesome. Thank you guys so, so much. I say this every time. I literally could not do any of this without your guys' support. And if you're out there listening and you want to support us, you can go to patreon.com/rabbitholepods. We have a dollar tier. You can join for just a dollar. You get episodes early. You get bonus content. Once a month, we riff on a really weird movie of some kind. We just did Shocker. It was the craziest weird-ass movie.
Shocker!
I heard about Shocker, yeah.
I made that joke during the movie and nobody got it.
I was half asleep. It was terrible.
What a fail.
I know, right? All right, everyone. Thank you so much for checking out the podcast. Thank you guys again for being on the show. I want to thank Lisa and Bear. They should be back the next episode.
Nice to meet you, Is.
And thank you all very much for listening. Wash your goddamn hands and keep your head in the clouds and your feet in the
mud. Tell me what to do.
Adios!
Cause this is my United States or whatever! And this is my United States or whatever!
Copyright 2024,
Rabbit Hole Podcasts, rabbitholepodcasts.com.